John, let's talk a little bit about the corn carryout and the potential for it to reach 2 billion bushels.
Sure. Well, the last time the U.S. ended a marketing year with that level of corn carryout was 2004-05. And at that point in time, the marketing year average price was $2 a bushel. So when people start to talk about the prospects for another 2 billion bushel carryout of corn, those type of corn prices logically jump into their mind.
As we've seen a downturn in commodity prices lately, how much of a concern is it for us to get back to that $2 per bushel range? And what does that potentially mean for farmers across the country?
You know, I don't think there's much of a potential for us to get to $2 corn at this current time. So, you know, there are a lot of things that are different today than they were back in 2004 and 2005. The largest difference, of course, is ethanol production. We're now using 40% of our corn to produce ethanol each marketing year, and that doesn't look likely to change. And so what happens when you have a 2 billion bushel carryout or anything close to that level at the end of this year, the consumption levels that we have, partially due to ethanol, are at a high enough level so that our stocks to use ratio isn't as high as it was back when we saw $2 corn. So our stocks to use ratios now are still supportive of corn prices at or above the 350 to 370 range that we currently see in the marketplace. I think the cause for concern is if we do indeed corn consumption slows this marketing year and we end the year with a high carryout in the range of 2 billion bushels, then what happens next year for the new crop corn if we have favorable growing conditions and we have another big crop in 2015? That's the real concern for farmers when they look at that 2 billion bushel carryout, is what it does for not only old crop corn, but what it does for new crop prices as well.